Hey, watch your language. Who hasn't heard that phrase sometime in their life? Greetings, everyone. This is Amy Showalter, and today we're going to be reading between the research lines on language. Watch your language, how to change your stakeholders' behavior by changing your language. Specifically, I'll be focusing on language around encouraging people to vote, including applications for PAC fundraising and advocacy messaging and advocacy leadership. So stay with me here. Language, as you know, is an element of framing your issue or position. And it's important because whoever controls the language very often controls the frame. And whoever frames successfully, usually that means framing first, experiences a positive outcome. Whether it's a public policy issue or persuading colleagues or your board of directors to adopt your newest idea or initiative, you increase your chances of controlling the outcome in your favor with the proper frame, which is composed of the proper words. It's an election year. You know what that means. The V word. The V word is everywhere. Even though it seems like we have 6 months to cast our votes now, there's still plenty of money and time spent on reminding people to vote. And that makes sense because most people have made up their mind regarding their choice for president. So each team is concerned about getting their players to turn out and vote. My colleague Dr. Rhodes and I like to follow this kind of research on voting, voting motivations, voting behavior, because we've been aware for some time that in terms of the medium used to remind people to vote, that I know you don't want to hear it, but the dastardly reality is that face-to-face canvassing makes a big difference in voter turnout, and that's courtesy of Green and Gerber, Yale researchers' work in 2000. We have some new research as well, Christopher Bryan's research on voter turnout entitled Motivating Voter Turnout by Invoking the Self shows the impact of turning verbs into nouns, essentially by giving people agency and activating a positive identity. What his team did was to contact people via phone, ask them if they were going to vote, what their intentions were, and told them to go out to vote. Then they had another group where they had the same type of reminder, but they reminded them to be a voter. Rather than just saying, hey, go out and vote, they said, be a voter. The voters who received the be a voter language turned out by 15% more than the other control group. That's not decimal dust when it comes to voter turnout. Now, as Kelton and I were discussing, there can be other moderators in this research. We do know that when someone is talking to an individual for a longer time, yes, longer, believe it or not, with today's constant partial attention, CPA as I call it, constant partial attention, you would think that that wouldn't be the case, but there actually is research to show that, and in his research as well, some people had longer conversations. It's in one of the appendixes in this research. So we have to realize there's moderators around that. So it can be that having a longer conversation was a part of this as well, including creating the identity and agency as a voter. Researchers have also used these experiments with children to say, hey, come help me, and looked at their compliance with that versus come here and be a helper. And those of you with children might be able to relate to that. You might be able to relate to that. The more they were likely to help when they were told to come and be a helper. So how does this apply to PAC fundraising and advocacy messaging? So in the PAC world, it's one thing to say contribute. It's another thing to say be a contributor. A lot of our proprietary predictive analytics research with clients shows that people want to feel like they're on a team. So instead of saying be on the team, we might want to say be a team player, because you're giving them agency and identity and in-group membership. And the in-group, out-group dynamic is a very vital element of influence as well. Interestingly, O'Brien conducted research with some additional co-authors in a different setting. And people were taking a test, and one group was told, don't cheat on the test. Another group was told, don't be a cheater. What do you think happened? Yes, those who were told, don't be a cheater, cheated half as much. The rate of cheating was cut in half by those who were warned not to be a cheater. Who wants to identify as that? So if, you know, there's any nefarious behavior going on with you or people you know or love, that might be something to think about. Now, an additional moderator here for your listening pleasure. And I've got a trigger warning here. You know that sometimes I'll put trigger warnings and hope alerts in my missives. So trigger warning. Marjorie Rhodes' research with boys and girls participating in a science game were told that the science game meant that they were going to be a scientist, okay, invoking agency and identity, instead of saying, oh, we're going to do a science project. What they found was that it actually reduced the girls' interest in the project. Now, I told you about the trigger warning. I'm just the messenger, folks. Please don't send me emails about STEM, women in STEM, and things of this nature. Contact Marjorie Rhodes if you have an issue with that. Her conclusion was that if the child doesn't view that moniker as consistent with their identity, they can actually become demotivated. For example, they might have had a setback in science class. They might have been mocked because of an answer in science class that they gave, which was wrong. They might have developed stereotypes about a scientist. So they don't feel that it's something they can relate to or want to be. So that, my friends, is again why we test our messages, messengers, and examine the environmental context when creating advocacy or PAC frames. There are always modifiers. Second piece of research I bet you have heard used in voting messages in the past. I certainly have. We know that asking potential voters to share their plan and intention on how they will vote makes a difference in turnout. I've heard that language a lot in the last two presidential elections, more from one party than another, because there's one party that pays much more attention to social psychology research than another, but that's a whole different show. We know, however, that having a plan and an intention to vote does increase turnout. Nickerson and Rogers research conducted back in 2008 showed that it was really the experimental research that they conducted. They had six different scripts that were constructed to isolate the effect of implementation planning when it comes to voting. One of the scripts reminded people about the election and their duty to vote. Another one reminded them of election day, very simple message. And another one, another script, asked follow-up questions to facilitate the listener's making of a plan. The caller would ask the individuals what time they would vote, where they would be coming from, and what they would be doing before they voted. So a lot of detail there. And again, these were the conversations that lasted longer, which I mentioned earlier, which can be an influence factor as well. And like the other research, there was not self-reporting bias. They got the permission to get the individual's names, and then they checked those against the actual voting records to determine who voted. So removed some bias there and found that those who revealed their intentions and their plan increased their turnout by about 4.1 percentage points. So again, in close elections, that matters a great deal. So as we read between the research lines, if a part of your messaging this year includes the ubiquitous get out the vote, be a voter, watch your language and see what happens. And if you wonder if your messages to internal or external audiences are resonating, if you or your organization are perceived as credible, likable, and so forth, we have solutions for that. You know where we are if you need us. This is Amy with the Engagement Edge.